production. Let's go! Afternoons with those two girls.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
You hang in there, man. You hear me?
You can still turn it around.
No. You're born beautiful in Cinderella.
Here they are.
All right.
Release the Kraken.
Afternoons with Blaze and Sarah.
I'm so much more relaxed.
Wow, wow, wow. Afternoons. Finally facing my afternoon.
Good Hello. Monday to you.
How was the weekend?
Busy, a blur. I can remember none of it. How was yours?
Busy, a blur. I remember nothing.
We hope you have downloaded the Listener app, LISTNR, and are listening there. That is, of course, the one-stop shop where you can find our other podcast, 40. Brand new episode of that out today, too, featuring Australia's most well-known escort, Samantha X.
Yes.
Get around it. You won't regret it.
It's our new home.
Something else you won't regret, Lise, is hearing the winner of the UK's Best Dad Joke Competition.
Oh, because it was Father's Day, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yesterday in the US, UK, all my American friends were banging on their Instagram about their husbands and fathers.
Can confirm. Oh, wow, you sound so jaded.
Well, because it means nothing to me because we have a completely different date in Australia.
Well, this competition was run through your favourite shopping destination, Aldi, Lise, and... and more than 2,500 gag-loving blokes submitted their, what they viewed was their best joke.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. First of all, what did the winner receive? What do you win for best dad
joke? I believe
joke?
It was like Mamiya wipes.
Oh, what?
I actually can't
Baby
confirm
wipes?
That. Look, I'm not sure. It doesn't
I
outline
it. I actually pronounce
here.
It Mamiya.
Oh, I thought Mamiya sounded more awkward. All right, I'm going to give you some of the runners-up, okay, before I tell you the one that took the title. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. It's already got a
What
fan.
Did the daddy buffalo say to his son when he left for work?
I don't know.
Bye, son. Okay, that's great. All right.
You know, there's a sore How about point this to me one? With the word bison.
How about two guys walked into a bar, the third guy ducked. All right.
Not
this
bad.
One, this one.
Is this the winner?
No, I'll just give you this
okay.
one. Hang on. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I'm matey. Come on. Go, look, that's good. I'll pay
that's
that. All
good.
Right, but here's the winner. It's a long one. I once hired a limo, but when it arrived, the guy driving it walked off. I said, excuse me, you're not going to drive me. And the guy told me that the price didn't include a driver. So I'd spent £400 on a limo and have nothing to show for it.
I mean, it's a questionable winner. I think I chuckled
More
at
the
bison.
Others.
Yeah,
you got to love a short joke. Anyway, apparently the criteria was needing the equal parts of cringe and cheese. It's got to make your kids embarrassed to be in the same room, but still make them laugh. It's a lot like this podcast, actually.
It really is. I mean, where are my Mamiya wipes when I need them, when I deserve them?
Oh, dear, Mamiya Mia.
There it is. There's the cringe factor. There's the wishing I was in a different room. Mamiya Mia.
Oh. Afternoons with those two girls.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
Sarah, my kids are really coming through thick and fast with the underhanded compliments around my age.
Oh, yeah.
So usually it starts off really well. For example, a few weeks or months ago, Remy had said to me, Mum, you look really good for 41.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, well, that's nice, I think. And he said, you actually look closer to 34 with makeup on.
God, I'd never see you wear makeup. What the hell were you wearing that day?
It's true. I very rarely wear makeup, but apparently I look 7 years younger.
Wow.
Okay, actually, hold on. What now? Well, anyway.
Quick math.
Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch last night. We were watching Ninja Warrior, and my 7-year-old Max said to me the same sort of thing. He said, Mum, there was someone on the telly, one of the competitors was 31.
Mm.
And Max very kindly said to me, you look about her age, like you look 31. And then he looked at my neck, side profile of my neck, and he said, except for those little lines on your neck, they're like shark gills.
Oh, you little blighter.
Shark gills, Sarah.
Wow.
Gill slits.
Oh.
That's what.
That's an abrasive term.
Well, I know, but that's what they're called because I ended up Googling them and going, because I said to him, I really wanted to know. I said, do you mean these? And I held the phone up to show what's called gill slits. And he said, that's exactly what you have, those three horizontal lines that allow sharks to breathe.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Please don't play that music. I was so traumatised.
I'm going to turn my head to the side, Sarah. Can you see my gill slits?
Yeah, but like you're rocking them. Like if anybody's going to own gill slits, it's going to be you.
Do you have gill slits?
I believe I have other things working against me. I have a vein that pops out down the entirety of my forehead whenever I'm emotional. That includes happy, sad. In fact, it's becoming more commonplace if my face is just in a neutral position. I'm talking a throbbing vein. Right in the middle of my skull, all right? I take comfort in the fact that Angelina Jolie has
she
it too.
She does have it. And what we know from the forehead veins, because we've looked into this considerably, we know that it's a result of volume loss in the face.
And the thing I can't do anything about it.
There's nothing you can do about your forehead vein and there's nothing I can do about my gill slits.
No, that's right. In fact, I was looking at an article on the weekend that was discussing the very term anti-aging.
It's inflammatory.
It actually is, because to be anti-aging and to subscribe to, I mean, I know we make our red hot jokes about collagen all the time, but to sort of prescribe to that does indicate that you're not a fan of growing old.
Well, that you're waging a war against.
And really, like, the great thing about living a rich and varied life is hopefully getting to a hearty old age before dropping off the perch, isn't it? And you might have a few more shark gills to show for it by that stage.
I just think it's a term that we should all employ. I feel like this is a service to other women, perhaps in their late 30s, early 40s and beyond. Start saying, I have shark gill slits. Say it loud and proud. Shark Week, here we come. That's my favourite week on the Discovery Channel. I'm one with the fish.
Didn't you send me a video of a shark getting into a cage quite recently? Please, no. I mean, I hate the fact that you're playing that music because
you.
I did watch Jaws too young. I am getting a bit upset looking at Lise too closely now that I've seen her neck slits.
I mean, imagine me in a pool with you, Sarah. I'd just turn my head to the side and just swim with my neck exposed. That's the greatest.
Get out of my cage, Lise.
I did send Sarah this extraordinary video. I'll try and find it and put it up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. This extraordinary video of a cage diver.
Yep.
Right? You know, those steel cages that they hook off the end of these ships. And this great white shark, it was a great white.
Yeah, oh, mate,
it was
a great white.
It jumped into the cage. The diver must have flattened himself to the bottom.
I think so. Just went to the corner.
Thinking.
It kind of went through. You know, there's like a hole in there. Oh, this beast, and it was bloody huge, has gone through and then thrashed itself to sort of get out the top.
I was just waiting for a pool of blood.
It was in South Africa, so everybody was like, is anybody in there? It was like, oh, whatever.
They were trying to get them out. Nothing happened.
In there? And then all of a sudden, this guy in a wetsuit comes to the surface, and everyone's like, hey. I would need more than that level of applause if I'd survived that.
I will find it. I will track that video down. Extraordinary.
We'll put it on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah, along with a comparative photo of Lise's neck.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm up for it.
And I'll put my vein up too.
Sure, let's do it. Oh, fun.
Afternoons. Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump. With Lise and Sarah.
When you're in that really awkward position, Lise, of wanting to leave a conversation but not knowing how to end it, so you might try and make up some lie just to extricate yourself from it.
You know the other day how I told you that I really needed to go pick up some fruit from the market? That was a lie. That was me trying to extricate myself. Okay. I'm very familiar with that feeling.
This entire show, once it's done, how do we end it? Bye.
Well, thanks to the viral tendencies of TikTok, I bring you a mental health coach who has come to the fore with psychology tricks to get you out of an awkward convo. Take a listen. Her name is Carissa Wampler.
Next time you're stuck in a conversation you don't want to be having, here's what you're going to do. Instead of making up a lame excuse or just walking away, you can actually use psychology to make them end the conversation for you. While you're talking, you're going to switch between looking at their left eye, right eye, and forehead. Looking at the forehead makes the subconscious incredibly uncomfortable, which will lead people to believe that they need to exit the conversation. And you don't have to say anything.
Wow.
Wow.
Right. So the trick is to make that other person feel uncomfortable enough.
Yes.
It feels unkind.
Well, but you're not doing anything. You're just...
But you are.
Well, it's got to be less
do it to me
damaging
now.
Than lying to
Let
their face.
Let me see if I can tell by your eyes.
All right, well...
Okay, so you're looking into my left eye, into my... Oh, yeah, I've seen you look up to my... It makes me feel like there's something on my forehead.
Right, so you're feeling self-conscious.
Yes.
And so... unless you had heard that,
sure.
You would think, I've got to get out of here and figure out what's going on with my face.
I would wrap it up and hightail it to the toots.
Yes. In my case, you'd probably just be looking at my forehead vein.
Yeah, I would be doing that right now. It's so pretty.
You want to touch it? It might come as a surprise that I have not been keeping up with the Kardashians over the past 15 odd years. Mm. However, there was a reunion special that aired on Friday night, okay? And during the proceedings, 23-year-old Kylie Jenner, who's the richest of the lot of them, actually revealed to the host, Andy Cohen, as to why she started her obsession with makeup. Take a listen.
I think my love for makeup started with my insecurity with my lips. And
what was your insecurity about your lips?
I had really small lips.
Okay.
And I didn't ever think about it until I had one of my first kisses and a guy said to me, oh my God, you're such a good kisser. We have such small lips or something like that.
Oh.
So she was sledged about her lips and subsequently proved the best revenge ever and became...
Well,
the Forbes billionaire for 2 years in a row because she created these lip kits.
Well, an empire.
To try an empire from her comment. Also, an example of how one little throwaway line that someone dishes out can hang with somebody forever.
I hate that boy.
Mm.
I don't like that boy very much for saying that. You know, actually, just yesterday, Sarah, I was talking. Oh gosh, yes. Well, this is very pertinent. My 7-year-old Max said to me, "You have a really big forehead, Mum."
Oh my God, what is he doing? He's talked about your shark gills. Now he's on your forehead.
I mean, he was
like,
just looking at
me. Like, has he met Kylie Jenner? Like,
is he
the kid who told her that she had thin lips?
He didn't say it in a mean way at all. He just said, "You have a really." He was just sort of patting me and holding my hair back at the hairline. And he's like, you have a really big forehead.
I think you need to stop making eye contact with your children.
And I said to him, I took a deep breath and I told him, I can't remember who gave us this wonderful piece of advice. Maybe it was a quote or a meme on Instagram. I don't know. Which goes something like this.
Hang on, stop. Somebody gave me a wonderful piece of advice. Or it might have been a meme.
Probably was.
That's like the tale of every middle-aged woman's life, isn't it?
But it goes something like this. If you need to say something about somebody's appearance and that thing can't be changed within 10 seconds, don't say anything at all. For example, Sarah, if you had something stuck in your teeth,
mm-hmm.
I could say to you, Got a little something there because you can alter that reality within 10 seconds. If I say to you, that forehead vein there,
yeah.
You can't change that, yeah. can you? The same way no. I can't change my five head.
Yeah.
Can't change that.
Yeah. And I did think about getting filler around that vein, but I think I'd end up looking like a pufferfish. You can't do it.
Don't so do it. That's and it a sounds no. dangerous injecting something nearer. Yeah. I don't think that's a good solution. But the point is that I said that to Max. I said, remember how I told you that, that unless you can change something, it's best not to say something to people
yeah.
at all. And he really took a beat and there were like, yeah, he's a very sensitive child. There were tears. Welling up, so I knew I'd done the job. But
well,
I didn't say it to hurt his feelings. No, I just said, I can't do anything about this piece of flesh that you could land a small plane on.
You're like, it's actually a five head.
That's it. It's a five
Rihanna
head.
Rihanna has a big one, if that makes you feel better.
So does Tyra Banks.
Yes, all billionaires. All
except
right?
me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. One of these things is not
the
like the other.
The point is that this nasty little piece of work who told Kylie Jenner that she was a good
too thin.
kisser,
you know what? He should have just been grateful that he was getting a pash off a lovely young lass.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I have to say about that. Someone should have told that boy that meme thing I just told you guys.
Pass the message up the train.
Afternoons with those two girls.
Getting you through the mid-Arvo slump.
It's cool to be kind. It's even cooler to be celebrity kind.
Okay, Sarah, it's Monday, which means we are crossing over to our celebrity kind correspondent, Nahal, for all the trash-free, gossip-free celeb news.
What have you got for us over the weekend?
Well, a lot has been happening. So Victoria's Secret is having a massive branding overhaul and they're getting rid of their iconic Victoria's Secret angels. So think all those supermodels we grew up with, Miranda Kerr, Giselle, Adriana Lima, Karlie Kloss, and basically they're replacing them with the Victoria's Secret Collective, which is a group of activists, athletes, artists, and women who are creating some sort of change in the world. They've announced their first lot of new models and it includes American soccer star and women's equality advocate Megan Rapinoe. You would have seen her. She's the cool one with the short purple hair. Actress and UNICEF ambassador Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Oh,
model
her.
And refugee advocate. Don't we just love her? Model and refugee advocate Aduda Ketch. Brazilian transgender model Valentina Sampaio and many more. And look, the rebrand has been generally well received given how not so inclusive the brand's been in terms of representation of women, but there's also some criticism about their choices not being diverse enough and not representing, for example, the disabled community at all, not representing other groups. And I guess I'd argue that, you know, the Mirandas and the Giselles we had before were also advocates for good causes in some way. We just never really focused on that part of their person because I guess the whole idea was viewing the female body from a male lens, wasn't it? So they're really trying to change all that up. The company's market value dropped 21% last year. And it's been copping criticism for years. So, you know, hopefully this rebrand will do them good. And this really is a new era for Victoria's Secret.
So well, the wings are going. Oh my God, those wings will be worth a fortune, right? At some point, someone's going to eBay them off.
Or will they? Or are we so sick of that kind of model, one-dimensional model of beauty that maybe they'll just go to the back room and gather dust.
I think some misogynist somewhere will buy them, right? I'm not buying them. Creepy old dude will.
Well, yeah. Look, I'd also love to know what happens. Remember there was that, like, diamond bra that somebody wore
Heidi
once?
Klum.
I mean, that's got to be around somewhere. You know, somebody must have that somewhere, right? So,
okay, what about Thelma and Louise?
Oh, it has been 30 years since Thelma and Louise came out. Can you believe it? So Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon have reunited over the weekend. They've held a screening event in LA, posing with the exact 1966 Ford Thunderbird convertible they used in the movie. And they recreated some of their iconic moments, like the whole, you know, taking the selfie together and things like that. All the pics are up on celebritykind.com, by the way. But more importantly, they did it to raise funds for their local Global Food Bank, and also for Gina's Foundation, which is an institute that's working to ensure there's equal representation of women and girls in film and television. So Susan, who was actually 44 when she landed the role and is 74 now, and Gina was 34 and is 65 now, they both spoke at the event about how when this movie came out all those years ago, the press really thought this would be the movie that would be a real game changer for women, and it wasn't. So Gina pointed out that every 5 years or so, a movie starring women as the leads or, you know, created by women comes up and everyone gets really excited about it, right? And then nothing much happens. We all sort of just go right back to the male-dominated movies written by men, directed by men, produced by men. And in fact, that's the very reason she started her institute. She wanted to change all of that. And together with some researchers, she's actually come up with this formula that helps screenwriters and filmmakers revise their work so that it does include more female characters, or it does give women more lines in a movie, which is pretty cool. But it's sort of just shocking to think that not much has changed in the last 30 years.
Is that the Bechdel test, or is that something different? Because I've heard of that, which is about measuring the representation of women in fiction. And
that's
ensuring
right.
so they have, is... ensuring work has at least two women to talk to each other, and the number of lines and yada, yada, yada. Mm.
Absolutely. So this one's a little bit different. I think it's called the Gina Davis quotient. Okay. And it's, you know, it involves software and all this stuff, and filmmakers can actually install it and use it and figure out whether they are giving equal opportunity to women. It's amazing. And they've done it, you know, I think it was in Hotel Transylvania and a few other, it's called Doc McStuffins.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't got daughters, but there's a cartoon with a female, a girl who's a doctor in it. And, you know, that all came about because of Gina Davis.
Wow. I did not know that. That's great. I love that. I mean, I do find it bizarre that people need that much hand-holding to create female
characters. Yes, that there has to be something that that measures algorithms.
Yes,
and
but at least it's there, and that's great. I did not know that. We've learned something new because of you, Nahal.
All right. Round us out with some Britney, please.
All right. So every now and then, Britney Spears answers some fan questions on Instagram. And in her most recent Q&A, she talks about whether we will ever get to see her perform again. So here's what she had to say.
Am I ready to take the stage again? Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea. I'm having fun right now. I'm a transition in my life and I'm enjoying myself. So that's it.
So basically, she just really doesn't know if she will ever take the stage again. She says she's happy, so we have to give her that. But as we all know, Britney is under a legal conservatorship, and she's currently in the process of trying to have her father, Jamie Spears, removed from having the power to control all her finances. And this has been her situation for the last 13 years. She's actually due to make a statement in court this week. That's June 23. So at the moment, her dad is a co-conservator with another firm, but she wants him off the case completely. And this week will be the first time we'll be hearing from Britney herself about all of this. So it'll be really interesting to watch to see what happens.
Well, don't they say you always remember someone mostly from the time they became famous? So I think we all still have this vision of Britney as that little young teenager dressed up as the schoolgirl in her head. She turns 40 this year. Britney Spears is 40 years old in December.
She's 40 years old. Wow.
Right? So I'm keen to hear what she has to say.
Yeah, I am too. And I think, you know, until now, we all sort of have some idea of what's going on, but we don't know the full story. No. Like, we really, none of us know what's going on behind the scenes. So hopefully this court case will clear some of that up.
Which is always a good thing to remember with celebrity news. We'll never know the full story, will we?
So true. Never.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us everything you've got today, Nahal. We'll check in with you next Monday.
Okay, guys, at Celebrity Kind, or head to the website celebritykind.com.
Afternoons.
I'm so much more relaxed.
With Lise and Sarah.
Wow, 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 afternoons. Finally facing my afternoon.
Did my fair share of TV binging this weekend. I finally sat down and watched Physical, that new Rose Byrne show.
Oh, on Apple, okay.
You know, all the billboards around everywhere. It's like set in the 80s, stars Rose Byrne. It's a bit of a darkish series. It is amazing. The costumes, the wigs, the story. There's only three episodes up, and now I am ready to go hard. That comes out every Friday. You will love it.
And you're not just watching it because Rose Byrne's your celebrity doppelganger?
No, because I don't actually think that at all. No, I'm watching it because it's like aerobics. It's the story of it. You will absolutely love it. Highly, highly recommend.
Oh, amazing.
And then last night, of course, Ninja Warrior's back on our screens. Oh, they're so powerful. We all know what that means. We all know that it means everyone's going to go back to the gym and try and get super flexible and strong. Also, it's the return of being a couch warrior where you go,
easy.
I could do that.
No, jump higher. Come on, stretch it out. Hold on. Meanwhile, the lactic acid's powering through their entire body.
It is actually my dream. I feel like it's one of my dreams to go on one of those sets when nobody's there
and just
give it a go. It's the equivalent of being locked up in a supermarket overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it's that dream because I really feel with no prying eyes, Sarah, I'd have an okay shot at
it. I wouldn't even get past those initial six leap pads. You have to go step.
I think they're very difficult.
Onto a big puff pillow. I'd be in the drink then. I just know it.
Oh, God. And I really secretly love watching people fall.
Yeah.
That's the other great part of that show.
Also, I'm a screamer on a flying fox. You know when they do that? So even if I got to that, I would be like,
which really doesn't do a great deal to, because what would your name be? You know how each of the ninjas have a name?
The Screamer.
Oh, yes. Also, sorry, I had a little bit of a moment there because we just received a text message from Nahal from Celebrity Kind, who's up in arms because she forgot to tell us a really key story in good news, Sarah. Usain Bolt had twins. Okay, oh. Usain Bolt.
I didn't even know they were expecting.
Yes, well, no, nor did I, but he's had twins. Guess the name.
Oh, hang on, what's their name? Because their first girl is something like Olympia Lightning.
Yes, so their first daughter is called Olympia Lightning Bolt. Good one. Amazing. Twins, one of the twins is named Thunder.
Oh, okay, that's good. What's the other one?
Well, the other one's called Saint, which I just feel he's been gypped there.
Well, he's missed out on the theme, hasn't he?
He has. So the sister's Lightning, the brother's Thunder, and he gets Saint.
Oh.
What could you have?
We'll just
Lightning, Thunder.
Steel Bolt. It's off the...
Nutsend. That's it.
That's nice.
That's got a nice ring to it. Best baby names of 2021 by Lee Scarlett.
It's going to rock it up the charts.
I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to DM him.
Okay, come on, do it. I'm sure he'd love to receive that.
Anyway, on that note, guys, we are, of course, on the Listener app. Download that for all your fun, afternoons, 40, a ton of other great podcasts. So get into it, I say. Just get into it. It's free to download. It's free to listen.
And just remember, the only vowel you need is an I.
Yes, L-I-S-T-N-R.
That's right.
That's how the cool people write it.
We're not regular podcasters. We're cool podcasters. All right, back
see
tomorrow,
you guys.
Bye.
Listener.